There are certain things about the pandemic that are changing the way we do business, changing the way we live our lives, and they're not going to go back, and you know that. And certainly the proliferation of digital. You have Luddites who are suddenly coming to the realization that it's a lot easier to go digital and to shop online and do things online. In fact, Best Buy cut a bunch of store jobs Thursday morning, said the online shift is continuing and they just don't need the people anymore. And MasterCard and Bank of New York Mellon said they're going to start incorporating cryptocurrencies directly into their network. MasterCard's chief marketing officer is Raja Rajamannar, and he also is the author of a new book about marketing, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, David. Pleasure to be here on your show.
So how do you keep up with these changes? There have been a tremendous number of changes just in the last 9 or 10 months, it seems like.
Absolutely. It's been extremely, I think, accelerated in many, many ways. No, literally everything has gone either digital or contactless, right? And when you look or remote, so you talk of remote working, remote learning, remote shopping. Everything has gone because people have been confined at homes. And that would have been anyway a natural consequence of that kind of a situation. But the rapidity with which it happened is going to have long-lasting impact. And I don't think that we will be going back to the pre-pandemic types of working, whether it is for going to work or to learn in terms of colleges and schools, or it's in terms of shopping.
You know, to get people to go digital like this would take years and years and years of lots of marketing, lots of education. But the thing is, people have been forced to incorporate it into their daily lives. And now I guess you just wrestle for market share. It's a crowded field out there.
Absolutely. It is a highly, highly competitive field. And if you look at even from the point of e-commerce, you know, there are two things which are happening. One is a large number of consumers who never used e-commerce before have started shopping online. That was a big, big jump for the industry. Number two, people who were already on e-commerce, like myself, have started using the e-commerce platforms or online shopping for categories that they were not spending in before, whether it is home delivery of groceries, for example, or it's about a home delivery of food. So these are the categories that people have not used before, are doing things like apparel and so on. And people started discovering, wow, I can actually do this also. And it's pretty good. And that kind of a behavioral change is happening. So both the categories in which people are shopping and the actual number of people who are shopping both have gone up. And that's what is driving up what we call the secular trend. And therefore, e-commerce is booming.
But as I say, it seems to be a crowded field that's getting more crowded. I mean, there was always MasterCard and Visa. American Express seems to be coming on strong. PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, who knows? They seem to be coming up with different ways to pay on e-commerce. How do you rise above the crowd? How do you market yourself? I mean, if you were an airline, you'd have a $49 one-way sale and everybody would come to you.
Right. In fact, I think that's the story of my life, right? Which is, how do we make sure that MasterCard stands out gains share and continues to grow as a company? And the whole idea is, how deeply do we understand the ecosystem? Because if you look at the technological capabilities, they are more or less, similar from company to company or network to network. But the way they manifest, the way you bring about the consumer friendliness, the way you serve the customers in this case are, for example, banks for us, and how you motivate consumers to use my product versus something else. And we have got, for example, programs, what we call as priceless campaigns. So we curate and create experiences that money cannot buy, which are truly priceless experiences, and they're available only with a MasterCard. So when you create those kind of unique and very relevant and compelling value propositions to the consumers, they start using more of your product as opposed to something else. Because everything else otherwise is more or less democratized, and they're all, the level play, the field is very, very leveled. the competition is brutal. So if you have to stand out, you have to be smart. You have to understand the psychology of the consumers and be able to appropriately talk to them, communicate with them in a way that you're motivating them and inspiring them to come to your brand each time they're making a choice.
But you know, you point out something interesting to me, because I always think that your customer is the consumer, that it's me, and you want me to use MasterCard to buy something versus my American Express or Visa or something else. But you've got dual customer. It's banks that you woo too.
So we actually have got three different constituents to who we market to. So the first, you're right, banks, because we don't issue cards directly to you as a consumer. The banks issue cards to you on our network. So I have to be in a position to convince the banks as to why they should issue cards on my network as opposed to my competitor's network. So that's level one marketing, which is, we call it B2B marketing. The second thing is, we have to go directly to the consumers and give them a reason why they should pull out their MasterCard as opposed to some other card. And that's the second level, which is the direct to consumer. The third one is where we also market to the merchants. Now, merchant is a very broad category. So anyone who accepts a MasterCard form of payment, and that's what we categorize as a merchant. So it can be a small 7-Eleven stores on one extreme, or it can be a gigantic company like American Airlines. So both are categorized as merchants, and we have to actually talk to them to see how, A, that everyone is accepting a MasterCard on good terms, and B, for companies like big ones like American Airlines, for example, we have got a co-branded card with them, the Citi Advantage American Airlines card that's issued on MasterCard network. So we work with companies like that. So it's like a triangle with three parties that we constantly try to market and impress upon them why they should come to us as opposed to somebody else.
You know, it's interesting to see this announcement that MasterCard and then also, I guess, Bank of New York Mellon are going to start dealing in cryptocurrencies. Because one of the things I thought about cryptocurrencies was the whole idea was to get around you and not involve banks or credit cards or anything else, but just go person to person, business to business with no intermediaries collecting fees.
Yeah, you see, the simplest way to understand this concept is this. Now, today, if you visualize MasterCard as the MasterCard network as a connection of various roads that are laid around the world. So whether you drive a Mercedes on those roads, on those streets, or you are driving a truck, or you are riding a bicycle, it's all up to the consumers or the customers. So the key thing is, currency can be either US dollars, it can be Indian rupees, or it can be Bitcoins, or some other form of cryptocurrency, like a Dogecoin. So if for us, we are just a network where it's like a road. Any vehicle can pass on it. But we need to make sure that our road is ready to take all forms of currencies. And that's exactly what the announcement was today, that our road is being upgraded to make sure that we are also able to accept, or we are also able to let cryptocurrencies go on our network.
Staying relative. That's the challenge. I would guess that's a theme of your book, Quantum Marketing, which is mastering the new marketing mindset for tomorrow's consumers, because there are a whole lot of different consumers tomorrow.
Exactly. And in fact, you know, the biggest, you know, two themes of my book, which are very, very compelling, one is that marketing is really, changing so dramatically. It'll be so difficult and different to market tomorrow than it is even today. Right? And that's largely driven by technologies. So, you know, if you look at the entire history of marketing, it has evolved through four stages till now. Each stage is powered by a couple of technologies, and then it jumps into the next stage, which I call paradigms. So from paradigm one to paradigm two was facilitated by radio and television. Paradigm two to three was facilitated or enabled by internet and data analytics. Paradigm four, which we are currently in, was largely driven by social media platforms and mobile devices. Now we are at the verge of the fifth paradigm, which is going to be such a humongous disruption, because not just two, but two dozen technologies are coming at us, and they're going to be hugely disruptive. You talk of artificial intelligence, augmented reality, virtual reality, autonomous self-driving cars and vehicles, 3D printing, drones, holographic projections. There are so many things which are coming, blockchains, etc., that you cannot survive tomorrow adopting the marketing frameworks and strategies of today. Today's marketing will completely collapse tomorrow. You need to reinvent and reframe marketing for tomorrow. And that's exactly what this book is. And I say, like, you know, quantum marketing is that new way of how you'll tackle the tomorrow. And if I can just give one little analogy in the world of physics. So we, you know, it's a science by which you try to understand all the phenomena around you, like, you know, about gravity and electricity and magnetism, etc. And classical physics worked brilliantly for centuries. But when mankind suddenly discovered outer space, classical physics was totally at a loss. It couldn't explain the phenomena there. Or if you go inside of atoms, classical physics was failing. In the same way, so at that time, then what happened is quantum physics came along as a new branch of physics, which would explain these phenomena. And today, quantum physics is the basis of everything that we do in the world of physics. In the same way, my hypothesis and assumption is that classical marketing is going to totally collapse. It's not going to work. You need an equivalent of quantum physics for this field, and that's what quantum marketing is. And I ran it past many of my peers and as well as industry subject matter experts in various fields. And I'm very grateful that it's getting outstanding reception so far and raving kudos. So this is one part of it, which I actually tackle. I try to demystify all these phenomena, make it very layperson friendly as opposed to being very esoteric and too technical. I'm actually simplifying the whole thing, put it in a normal person's language and make them understand what the implications are and how marketing has to be reinvented for tomorrow.
Well, it sounds like that's needed. So, and more than ever. Raja Rajamannar is the chief marketing officer for MasterCard, and as of February 9th, became an accomplished author. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so very much, David. Really appreciate having me on your show.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Rajamannar, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.